You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
I do a good job with customer acquisition, but not so much with team. So I'm assuming you mean team building. Okay. Well, I think we could probably tackle this from a couple of different angles. Did you want to start, Jenny, with this one?
Sure. Yeah, I can jump in. I'd love to know more, but I will just say in general, if your mindset, if your energy is, I'm really good at getting customers and not good at bringing in people who are building, then you will continue to make that true. Usually or often it's because there is a discomfort, either that's obvious or underlying, about sharing your opportunity with other people. And so I would just, there's a few things I'll share with you, but I would just be really aware, like, am I super comfortable with my product and love it and could talk about it all day long, but I'm a little bit nervous about asking people if they want to make more money or if they want to make money from home or if they're open to an opportunity. That's a door that we're less comfortable in general asking, because most people, because we're used to shopping and buying products and, you know, buying services and things, but it's less common to say, hey, do you want to make some money? And so that would be my first kind of comment, is what's your mindset around, you know, are you speaking out every single day? I am building a massive team. I'm attracting people to my opportunity. What's your underlying belief around your opportunity, you know? And then the next thing is, if you're really good at gathering customers, make sure you're sharing with your customers that there's an opportunity. Because your customers are your best builders, because once they've been customers, or, you know, if they're open to purchasing from you, they're probably open to sharing too. So I'm seeing you nod, Stacey. So I'm going to pass the mic to you, because I know you've got some awesome value to add to this too.
You were just hitting on some really valid points. Like, that's why I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, your best business builders are going to be come from your customer base, because they already have the belief. So don't, first of all, Jenny already touched on belief is everything, right? If what you believe to be true is true, that's going to harden into fact every single time, right? So it's really important. But pat yourself on the back, Lisa, for being good at customer acquisition. That's a skill. And that's a skill that's actually incredibly needed in our profession, because if you don't have a solid customer base, you don't have a solid business, both individually and collectively. That's how we protect our house. So I just want to give you a little shout out there, because that's a good thing. But the belief comes down to also belief in the profession. I think sometimes people still have some anxiety around how people perceive the profession, and so they get in their head about it. So, you know, talk to yourself about that a little bit. Have you recruited yourself? Because you are your first recruit. If you haven't recruited yourself, you're going to have a hard time recruiting other people. It's really, really important. And the other thing is to lean into systems. The whole point of what we do is to duplicate our efforts so that we don't have to be the person who does all the things. We can't create leverage unless we have a system in place that anybody can come into, plug into, and take off running if that's what they choose to do. So there's a really good chance, Lisa, that you have a system in place. Your team, your company has a system in place for people to plug into and step by step build a business. It's not about you. You are the megaphone. You are the person with the miracle in your mouth. You are the messenger. So your job is simply to share the miracle. And they take it or they leave it. And if they take it, great. You then plug them into the system. That's your job. Your job is not to be this big, huge, massive leader who does all the things and knows all the things and is perfect at all the things. That's the reverse of duplication. So sometimes we put a ton of pressure on ourselves because we think, who's going to want to follow me? I can't be a good leader. And when you believe that, when you harbor that deep down inside, that is the energy you bring to the table when you prospect, when you do your content, when you have conversations. It's energy that people feel, even through a computer. And so if you believe that about yourself, other people are not going to get a leadership edge off of you, which makes it harder. So if you just kind of twist that on its head and start to have that internal conversation where you say, it's not about me. I'm here to help people transform their lives, and I'm perfectly capable of doing that by sharing the miracle that I have in my mouth and by plugging them into a system. And if you start to take that pressure off of yourself to be all the things to all the people, your energy will shift. It'll be lighter, right? You'll take yourself less seriously. You'll have more fun in the process. And people love to be around people who are going somewhere and doing it in a fun way. Right? People want happiness in their life.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company. We'll be right back.